Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hello, hello, Hustle Sanely Squad, and welcome back to the show. I am so glad that you're here. I hope you're taking care of yourself. And y'all, happy April. It is April. A brand new month is upon us, and that means that it is time for our Hustle Sanely news segment. So if you're new around here, hello, I am extra happy that you're tuning in. But on the first Tuesday of every new month, we start off the episode with what I like to call Hustle Sanely news. It's a quick little segment where I'm just filling you in on everything going on in the Hustle Sanely community this month so that you don't miss a beat, so that you know what's coming, what's up. So I have two things that I want to share with you this month, and they are honestly so sick, and I am so excited to talk about them. So the first one, the BFF membership is open for enrollment. You guys, literally right now, as long as you're listening to this the day that it comes out, the Hustle Sanely BFF membership is open for new members to join. So the community is open 4 times a year for new people to jump in. And now is the time. Now is the time. So our topic for Q2 inside the BFF membership is all about creating a peaceful home, how to design home systems and routines that support whatever season you're in. And if you're listening and you're like, okay, cool, amazing, but what is the BFF membership? I got you. The BFF membership is a community-centered coaching membership focused on personal development that you can actually apply to your life. So every month we have a group coaching call centered on a peaceful productivity topic that helps you live with intention in every season of life. The BFF community is made up of over 375 women who are all pursuing their version of a peacefully productive life. Y'all, it is my favorite part of my job and truly the best place on the internet. I'm not the only one who says that. I'm a little biased, I know, but other people who are in the BFF membership have nothing but good things to say about it. We have our monthly coaching call. You get a quarterly workbook filled with exercises to help you implement what we're learning and working on that quarter. We have bi-weekly productivity power hour meetings on Zoom, and we have a monthly plan together meeting on Zoom. I cannot wait to welcome our new Q2 members into the community. You can join at jessicamassey.com/BFF, but hurry up because enrollment does close on April 5th and it will not be open again until July. And that honestly is the perfect segue into the second piece of Hustle Sanely news that I want to share with you. Y'all, I cannot. Okay, I'm just going to say it. That's What She Read Book Club is launching this month. If you follow me on Instagram, I already spilled the beans over there because I was just too excited to hold it in for 1 second longer. On April 23rd, I am launching my virtual fiction book club. So before I tell you about it, I want to tell you something really cool. Anyone who is in the BFF membership is automatically added to the That's What She Read book club community. Like, how rad is that, right? They're two separate communities, but if you sign up to be a Hustle Sanely BFF, I am giving you access to the That's What She Read book club. Non-BFFs are absolutely welcome to join the That's What She Read book club for $10 a month. And here is what you can expect in book club. So we are going to cast our votes every single month for what book we're going to be reading together. So every month there's a poll with 3 options to choose from. And the genres are going to vary. So romance, fantasy, literary fiction, and the occasional thriller. You're going to be able to attend 2 what I'm calling readathons. So every single month, we're having 2 readathons. We'll gather virtually 2 times a month, an hour each time, so that we can read together. So not only are they fun, but it's dedicated time to read every month without distractions. So like imagine like a Zoom type of vibe. Like we'll get together on camera and just like be chilling and reading. Like The dream. And then you're also going to get to attend a live monthly book chat. So toward the end of every month, we're going to meet up virtually so that we can chat about the book that we read. So I'll have questions to like guide the conversation. But in past book clubs that I've done, we usually just wind up talking without needing the questions, but I will have them prepared if we need them. You're also going to have access to a forum to connect with other book club members. So when you're reading something, some thoughts just cannot wait until we're meeting up on Zoom. Like, you need to get them out immediately, right? So we have a community chat to discuss what we're reading in real times. And that is, in a nutshell, what you can expect for book club. Again, book club launches on April 23rd, and we'll start reading our first book together in May, which, by the way, I did choose the first book to kick us off. And we are going to be reading Emily Henry's new book, which is called Funny Story. I am literally so excited, and I cannot wait to be bookish besties with you. If you want to make sure that you're notified when you can actually join book club, like when it's open and ready, make sure you're on the Hustle Stanley email list, which I will have linked in the show notes for you. All right. I told you that there's a lot of exciting stuff going down this month, right? But let's go ahead and get into today's topic, why you're not getting your to-do list done. When I post a question box on Instagram, I usually get asked some form of question about this, like a to-do list not getting done. And then there was a post in the BFF Facebook group a few weeks ago that I wanted to share. So the post in the group said, "Ladies, I need help. I put everything and everyone ahead of myself. I really want to launch a business and begin sharing more health and wellness online. I am all set up. I have everything I need to get started, but I always end up feeling like if the baby is sleeping, I shouldn't be doing that. I should be cleaning, then I end up just stuck and paralyzed doing absolutely nothing because I'm trying to do a little bit of everything. It's working out, organizing the house, launching a business. It feels like I just keep getting stuck in freeze mode, even if I write it out as my focus three. Who has been there and how did you figure it all out?" Okay, this is a very real thing that a lot of people experience. So just know that there isn't anything wrong with you if you've ever felt stuck, overwhelmed, or frozen by your to-do list. Like, you're not on an island by yourself. Like, a lot of people experience this, and I want to just reiterate that, like, it's not an issue with you, okay? There are so many reasons why you could be feeling this way, and we're going to talk about a few of them, but as you listen, please, please, please remember what I just said. There is not anything wrong with you as a person. You just have to do a little bit of troubleshooting to get to the root of why you feel frozen, and then do what you need to do to get unfrozen, to like defrost, if you will. So I have worked with hundreds of women in my coaching courses to help them with things just like this. This is the exact type of issues we tackle inside the Hustle Sanely Lifestyle course. And I'm going to give you some common reasons why, as a productivity coach, I've come across my students not getting their to-do list done and what you can do about each one. Reason number one why you might not be getting your to-do list done is you're using a running daily to-do list. I want you to raise your hand if you have one giant to-do list with every single task that needs to be done for like your entire life, and you end up just rewriting the date every day at the top because it feels like every task just keeps rolling over to tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. No one raised their hand, right? None of you. Because we are all using the Hustle Stanley planning system, which means that we schedule and prioritize our tasks using the weekly top three and the daily focus three methods, right? Right? Listen, I am not judging you if you have one long to-do list, but I used to do that, and I'm telling you right now, I felt a constant sense of overwhelm. My to-do list was always a lingering buzz in the back of my mind, keeping me from ever being truly present. My anxiety was constantly humming because my to-do list just felt so big and so heavy. I went to bed every night feeling stressed out, feeling like a failure because I didn't get the entire to-do list done. I would wake up feeling anxious before my feet even hit the ground because of how many things I knew were sitting on my to-do list. And that daily rhythm of going to bed stressed and waking up anxious had me stuck in the cycle of burnout. I never felt actually productive, and I always felt overwhelmed. It was truly a terrible, terrible time. So I decided that my long running to-do list had to go because it was causing me to feel like I was drowning every single day. So what can you do about this? If you're using a giant to-do list, I suggest that you try prioritizing and scheduling your tasks. So instead of having one running to-do list, now I have sitting, like I don't have that giant list sitting in front of me every day of like, this is every single task that I need to get done for my whole entire life. So because when I had that, I would just find myself, and maybe you can relate to this, kind of chipping away at it haphazardly, just hoping that one day I would get to the end of it. So now instead of doing that, I prioritize and I schedule my tasks. And here is how I do that. So every month I have a focus goal. Every week I have a top three, and then every day I have a focus three. So my monthly focus goal is the goal that I want to give my best time and energy to that month. I break that goal down into broad action steps, and those become my weekly top three tasks. And then I break my weekly top three tasks down into narrow action steps, and those become my daily focus three tasks. Now, of course, I do more than three tasks a day, but I always know which three tasks are the most important ones to get done every single day. I do still have what I like to call a catch-all task list that houses tasks that need to be done, but I'm just not sure when they're going to get done. But here's the thing. I only look at this catch-all task list during my monthly check-in meetings and during my weekly prep meetings. I am not looking over this list every day and letting it stress me out. So all of these things that I just named, they're a part of the Hustle Sanely Planning System, which I teach in detail in the Hustle Sanely Lifestyle course. And because I love you and I don't want your daunting to-do list to rule your life anymore, I want to give you $50 off the course, okay? So use the code PEACEFULLIFE, all capitals, to get your butt in there. I will pop a link in the show notes. Now I'm able to get the most important tasks from my to-do list done, and I'm not constantly plagued by, oh, I should be doing fill in the blank when I'm trying to rest, read, or spend time with my family. I go to bed feeling accomplished and I wake up with a game plan that I'm confident in. I am just over here living my best, peacefully productive life. You know what I'm saying? And I want that for you too. So, reason number two why you might not be getting your to-do list done is because your focus three tasks are just too big. So, one thing that I hear from people is that they find that they're not able to complete their focus three tasks. So, first, I think we need to back up and just clarify what these are, like what a focus three task even is. Your focus three tasks are your three most important tasks of the day. So the three tasks that you want to give your best energy to. When you're planning your day, I want you to ask yourself, what three things do I need to get done to feel like today was productive? All right. That's going to help you choose your focus three tasks. I honestly need to do an updated episode on tips for choosing your focus three because we don't have time to get into that during today's episode. But if you find yourself not completing your focus three tasks, it might be because they're just too big. If your brain sees three really huge tasks on your to-do list, it's going to panic and it's going to freeze. Your brain likes to choose the path of least resistance. So you got to help it out by telling it exactly what to do. So here is what I want you to do about it. I want you to chunk your tasks, aka make them smaller and more manageable. So if I sat down and saw declutter the house as one of my focus three tasks, I would not even know where to start. So I would probably put it off because it just feels too big. But if I saw declutter Everly's closet and drawers, boom, I know exactly what I need to do and it doesn't feel so daunting. Another example, Hustle Sanely's designer told me that one time she put monthly quotes on her Focus 3. You know what I'm talking about? Those little like cutie inspirational quote pages for each month inside the planners. She just had on her Focus 3 monthly quotes and she was overwhelmed because that task takes a long time and there was no way to get that all done in one day. So the next day she changed it to work on monthly quotes for 2 hours, which is obviously very clear and very doable compared to just seeing monthly quotes on your to-do list, which insinuates getting all 12 done at once and just feels huge and overwhelming, right? So if you find yourself not finishing your Focus 3 tasks, make sure that you're giving yourself manageable and realistic focus threes each day. So let's move on to reason number three why you might not be getting your to-do list done. And that is you're not working in alignment with your energy. Now, when I used to hear the word energy, I would give a side eye, okay? I was eye rolling. It sounded very woo-woo and I was just turned off. So if that's you, hear me out, okay? Be open-minded for a second. Because when I say to work in alignment with your energy, All I'm saying is work smarter, not harder. If you have the most mental energy at the start of your day, schedule your mentally taxing tasks for the beginning of your day. If you have the most physical energy in the afternoons, do your workouts after work instead of in the mornings. So when we work in alignment with our energy, we usually get things done quicker and better. Hello, efficiency. We love it because we're not trying to do things from a place of running on fumes, right? So here is what you can do about it if you find that you're not working in alignment with your energy. I highly recommend doing an energy assessment if you've never done one. There is one that I created in the Hustle Sanely Lifestyle Course workbook that helps my students figure out when they have what type of energy during certain times of the day so that they can build their schedule accordingly. I highly recommend reading. It's a book called At Your Best if you haven't before. We read it a few years ago in the BFF membership, and this book is all about figuring out your green, yellow, and red zones, aka when your energy is high for certain things versus when it's lower for those things. Now, obviously, we cannot schedule our entire lives based on just our own energy because we have families, we have bosses. Like, we're not just like solo people living on islands, right? But even focusing on what parts of your schedule you can control and paying attention to how you're planning things according to your energy during those blocks is still huge. So that is the third reason why you might not be getting your to-do list done is you're not working in alignment with your energy and you're just creating unnecessary resistance. Reason number four why you might not be getting your to-do list done is you're trying to cram too much into your days. I'm going to hit you with a little bit of science. Okay, you guys have been telling me on Instagram that you really appreciate when I incorporate like research into the episodes. So I've got you. Did you know that even though a traditional workday is 8 hours, no one is actually productive for that amount of time in a single day? There have been studies that show that typically the ideal work hours per day for a human to be productive are 3 to 4 hours, you guys. 3 to 4 hours. For most people, the actual work hours more are like 2 to 3 hours. And then if you're like a super, super productive person, 6 hours is like the absolute maximum productive hours that a person can have in a day. That's so wild, right? We spend so much time every day chasing our tails, trying to tick a ton of tasks off of our to-do list, when in reality, we have 3 to 4 hours of true productive energy. Like, let that sink in. Let that help you extend yourself some grace, okay? Another thing that I learned about productivity, there's this thing called Parkinson's Law that states work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. AKA, if you give yourself a year to accomplish a goal, you're probably going to take the whole year to do it. If you give yourself a 6-hour block of time to clean your house, it's probably going to take all 6 hours. So what can you do if you find that you're just trying to cram too much into your days? You can lessen the amount of time that you dedicate to your to-do list every day. Hear me out, because I know it sounds kind of counterintuitive, but when I learned these two things, that we're only productive for 3 to 4 hours and that tasks will take as much time as you give them, I started getting really serious about doing my most important tasks of the day during the first half of the day. So instead of grabbing my to-do list and starting with the, and I'm putting this in quotes, easiest tasks, I start with my focus three tasks, the most important ones, because I want them to get my best time and energy. Now, I've shared this analogy on the podcast before, but it's been a minute. It's been a little while. So I want to revisit it. So I want you to imagine that you have a jar, a pile of three big rocks, and then a pile of a bunch of small pebbles. If you dump all of the pebbles into the jar first, you are not going to be able to fit the big rocks into the jar. But if you flip it and you put the big rocks in first, you can then dump the pebbles in and they'll fit by filling in the gaps around the big rocks. This is how I imagine my to-do list every day. When I give my best time and energy to my focus three, the big rocks, you know, other smaller, less important tasks wind up getting done. But if I start with the smaller, less important tasks, aka the pebbles, they use up all of my energy and I don't have enough energy left to do the big tasks well. I don't need as much energy to do the less important tasks as I do the more important tasks. So it just makes sense to start with the important tasks, right? So now my work days are 6 hours long and I spend the first half of them doing the most important tasks. And that brings us to reason number five, the last one that we're going to talk about why you might not be getting your to-do list done, and that is your well-being needs are being neglected. Well-being is defined as the state of being comfortable, healthy, or happy. How often do we put the basics like getting good sleep, moving our bodies, eating nourishing meals, and drinking enough water on the back burner? Too freaking often, okay? These things are called the basics for a reason. They are the building blocks of how you show up for your life. Making sure that your well-being is a priority is the absolute best thing that you can do for yourself and for your family. Now, it does not always feel convenient to prioritize your well-being, but it's necessary. If you're running on fumes because your needs are not being met, your to-do list is going to feel daunting before you even look at it because you're lacking energy. Right? When you're operating from a healthy and happy state, that spills over into all other areas of your life. You have more energy to work toward your goals rather than just kind of longingly wishing your life was different. You have more patience when your toddler is having a meltdown rather than having a meltdown right alongside them. You have more capacity to be present in relationships that matter to you rather than feeling like a deflated whoopee cushion with nothing left to offer at the end of the day. I know you know what I'm talking about. So what can you do if this is what you're struggling with? If you feel like your well-being needs are being neglected, I want you to try weaving well-being habits and routines into your life. Okay, I don't want you to roll your eyes and just kind of sigh me off. I want you to take this seriously. I am not asking you to carve out 3 hours a day to take bubble baths and go to yoga. Okay, like that's truly not sustainable for most of us. I am encouraging you to make sure that you are sprinkling habits into your day that make you feel healthy, happy, and comfortable. So here's the truth. You're already eating meals, so you might as well make an effort to make the meals nourish you. You're already showering every day or almost every day, so you might as well elevate the experience by enjoying a podcast or an audiobook while you're in the shower. You're already putting on clothes every day, so you might as well get rid of the clothes in your closet that you hate so that you feel good when you're getting dressed every day. So some of my favorite habits and routines that help me prioritize my well-being are going on walks with my family to chat with my husband and spend quality time together, writing a prayer and a list of affirmations in my journal every morning and reading the page out loud, eating my lunch outside to get some sunshine and some grounding in, sipping iced coffee in my morning shower. If you follow me on Instagram, you always see me saying like, here's my self-care sprinkle for the day, my HS5 kind thing for myself, taking a shower and listening to an audiobook or watching a YouTube video and sipping on my iced coffee is truly something that I look forward to every day. And it is so simple and it doesn't take any more extra time because I'm already taking a shower. I'm just elevating the experience. It's truly nothing crazy. It's just me being intentional about filling up my own cup throughout the day so that I don't wind up as that deflated whoopee cushion. You know what I'm saying? So that is what I have got for you today. A few reasons why you might not be getting your to-do list done. So let's recap them really quickly one last time. Reason number one, you're using a running daily to-do list. Reason number two, your focus three tasks are just way too big. Reason number three, you're not working in alignment with your energy. Reason number four, you're trying to cram too much into your days. And then reason number five, your well-being needs are being neglected. I really hope this episode helped you feel equipped to get unstuck when it comes to your to-do list. And I also hope that you do me a solid and share this episode over on Instagram stories. Tag me at Jess M. Massey because I love seeing you spread the hustle family love. Like it truly just makes me so incredibly happy and so grateful. I love you so much. I will talk to you next week and I hope you have the best day ever.